Welcome to your weekly compass, your go-to reflections to connect with God every week. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode, another weekly devotional here at your weekly compass. If you're new here, I am so happy that you're here with us. Remember to subscribe or follow wherever you're listening so you don't miss every Wednesday episode. Today, we are reading 2 Timothy 1:1 and reading from the NLT. It reads, "This letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. I have been sent out to tell others about the life he has promised through faith in Christ Jesus." When you hear the name Jesus, what comes to your mind? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Jesus is the ultimate key to understand and living out God's will. If you read the whole Bible, and I invite you to read the whole Bible, to follow maybe a chronological plan, in the Old Testament, in order to understand and living out God's will, the people from Israel had to follow a certain group of rules and laws. That's when they got the Ten Commandments and also all the laws that God gave Moses over in the wilderness. They were the chosen ones. He was creating this new group of people that will become a country eventually. So they needed laws, they needed rules, like any culture, any group of people ever existed. Without rules, without laws, it will be chaos. However, the whole purpose of all those laws and all those rules was always, always to have a change of heart towards God. Whenever you read the Old Testament, just look for God. Look for what He is looking in every single person. Every time He asks for something, read between the lines. What is He asking for? He's not asking them to sacrifice an animal just because. He delighted in the smell, in the aroma. However, He was actually looking for something more. He was looking for a change of heart. So they didn't have to sacrifice that many animals. Unfortunately, people from Israel misunderstood the whole thing. And basically, they were using the laws as a hall pass. And God got really mad because he gave them all the instructions. He gave them everything to follow. And unfortunately, we're humans. We never follow rules exactly. We are always looking for a loophole. We're always looking for a loophole. They found a loophole. They thought. They didn't. They thought they found a loophole. Whenever you read the Old Testament, you'll see that at the very end of the Old Testament, God sends a lot of prophets to try to get them back, to get the people of Israel back into their lane. Unfortunately, they didn't, and God basically went radio silent for 400 years, about 400 years, until Jesus came. And a lot of things happened in that time where the law and the rules and the whole temple concept was manipulated by the teachers of the law, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. They found that the word of God is very powerful, so they found that they could make a lot of money, have a lot of power with the emperor, the king. So the politics were mixed with the instructions of God, and unfortunately, everything went downhill. There were so many people that were not treated correctly, where God wanted everyone treated correctly. It was just a mess. I want to take this opportunity to let you know that I will be launching another podcast in about maybe a month, 2 months from now. I will be going through the whole Bible. I'm going to do a chronological plan for the whole Bible, but I'm going to read it, or I'm going to do a Bible study, a very different Bible study, not your usual, your typical Bible study. We're going to go over and look for God on every single word of the Bible. And also, we're not going to look for what we're doing wrong or what we should do. We're going to learn about God. And we're going to build that personal relationship with God so we can learn how he wants us to be. Okay, so I'll let you know. Anyways, God understood that even though he gave us a list of instructions, we are who we are, unfortunately. We actually need a savior. So he sent Jesus. Hebrews 4:16 says that through Jesus, we gain access to God's throne of grace. We do need grace because we're gonna mess up. We're gonna do things that God doesn't like. Jesus is not just a role model of faith. He is the gateway to knowing God intimately. John 16:13-14 says that the Holy Spirit that was sent by Jesus after he died guides us. So that's why we have to be in the Word of God, and we have to build that personal relationship. We have to get to know God every single day until the day we graduate from this life, because there's no way we can understand when the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us something if we are not in the Word. There is no way we can understand. We have to be in the Word. Psalm 119 verse 105 says that his words light up our path. Remember the fog? I talked a lot about the fog that only let us see a few feet instead of miles. Jesus will light up our path so we can see more. But we have to hold that hand. We have to hold his hand. We have to hold God's hand in order to have that light. If they're not close by, the light will go, so we have to have them close by. Many people think that following God's will is following all those religious rules or moral guidelines. Jesus came to fulfill the law, meaning he respected the law. He spoke about the law a lot. However, the law gave so many people so much power that they didn't want to let go. So even though they accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they still want to keep a lot of the laws and rules that was on the Old Testament. And unfortunately, nowadays, we see a lot of religions and a lot of churches that make their people follow those rules and laws when Jesus only says, love God above all and love your neighbor. And with those two commandments, it covers all. And you'll see that it covers all. It is so much more than following rules or moral guidelines, because as we see in the Old Testament, it doesn't work. It does not work when we have rules and moral guidelines. It does not work. However, if you love God, if you love your neighbor, it works. You will never cause harm to someone that you love. That's how it works. That's why we have to have a change of heart when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. It's all about having this deep personal relationship with God himself. It's all he wanted since day one. That relationship will fill our lives with his wisdom, his purpose, and power. That means if we love him, we love our neighbor, we build that relationship, we'll have the wisdom to make better decisions and the power to make sure that everyone around us enjoy that beautiful relationship that we have. God created each of us with a unique purpose to play a special role in his kingdom and to rule. We are rulers. Go back in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, he created us to rule. And it's through Jesus, by being saved by him and walking with him, is the only way that we will truly discover and understand and fulfill God's purposes for our life. It's the only way. No rules, no guidelines, no laws. Let's take a moment to think about this. How does seeing Jesus as the center of God's will change your perspective on following him? I know a lot of people think and say, hey, yeah, I believe in Jesus, he's the Son of God, and that's it. But Jesus is the center of God's will. How does that change your perspective? Now consider your relationship with Jesus and how that relationship has led you to understand more about God's plan for your life. Think about those two questions and let me know. Send me a message. Romans 8:29 says, "For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son will be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters." Remember that God is much more than rules, regulations, and laws. Don't be so fixed on what I have to do, or what can't I do, or how do I do it. Build that relationship with Jesus and God, and believe me, you'll be transformed on what you're supposed to be transformed. Forget about what people think. Forget about what everyone tells you that you have to be. Yes, we all need spiritual coaches, biblical coaches. Yes, we need people to help us find that purpose in God and in Jesus. But accept Jesus first. Build that relationship with God through Jesus. And you have my word that God is so amazing. He's so incredible that he will bring wisdom, knowledge, understanding to your mind. For if you have to change things, you will change it, because he'll put that in your heart. But just believe him, give him a chance, build that relationship. It's personal, and through him you will find true purpose and the path to a fulfilling life in God's will. Let's pray. Dear God, beautiful God, help us fix our eyes on Jesus. Help us trust in that he will guide us right into your heart, into your plans. Lead us each day and help us every day to live out the purpose you have designed for our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would like to receive these devotionals every week directly to your email, there is a link in the show notes. Go ahead and subscribe, and you will receive an email every Wednesday morning with the devotional if you would like to read it, and a link to the podcast of that week if you would like to listen to it. Remember that we also have a Facebook group. It's a free Facebook group. It's called See, Pray, Love. It's an amazing spot that we share experiences. We talked a little bit more about what's going on in our lives, our struggles. And we also read a chapter of a book of the Bible every week. And we do a small Bible study about it. Before I go, if you found this episode helpful, please consider leaving us a 5-star review. It really helps us to reach as many people as we can. You can also share this episode on your social media. Share it with your friends and families. And that's all for today. I'll see you next Wednesday. In the meantime, sip slow, pray deep, love always.